You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
How much time till we're on?
Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
You play this music when I'm not here. I've got to say, Daddy Vass plays some of the worst music you've ever heard. He plays his retro, hi guys, sort of
millennial rubbish.
Stuff. And I've got to say, the listeners, they'll tee off in a sec. They give it to him.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it's taking what he's doing by doing that. He wants attention on himself.
I think it was Rooster Muzz. Rooster Muzz, he went off the grid. I think it was last night and a couple of times last week, because he's given Daddy Vass a list of songs that he should be playing, and Daddy Vass won't play them.
Yeah, well,
you know, I said to Daddy Vass once, I said, oh, I've got to get some cold chisel. And he said, is that a drink? Like, honestly.
Welcome to the show, by the way, everyone.
What are we dealing with?
Millennials.
Mm.
The music, their music choice is appalling.
Yeah.
Absolutely appalling. Actually, my girls woke up today and so excited. Taylor Swift's in Japan today. Go, good, rightio. I'm not.
Do you know you can get odds on her to miss?
She won't miss
the
it.
Super Bowl. You can get odds on her that she will break up with Travis Kelce on Super Bowl day.
No, that won't happen.
101.
No, because she'll want her face shown 100 million times.
I like her. She's a good kid.
Mate, actually, you know what? We take the P155 because...
No, you do.
Otherwise, it's uncool. But she's actually not a bad role model. Apart from the amount of partners she's had, she's a very good role model.
Oh,
well, she's had a few. She made a whole album about them.
Yeah. I hate to break up with her.
I know. Matt, what song would she write about you if you broke up about you? There was something about short.
Short?
Yeah. Tackle would be in there, wouldn't it?
No.
Somewhere. Hey, can we get on with the show, by the way?
Go for your life.
Welcome to it. Sports Day. Wednesday night edition. Scotty Sattler, known as the...
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
That's how he wants us to play every time we introduce him on the show. It's in his contract. Written in last week. Hello to our listeners all around Australia and New Zealand via the Super Radio Network, SEN Network as well. 1170 in Sydney, SENQ, 693 AM. In Brizzy, SEN track listeners throughout New South Wales and Queensland, Fanatic on the app, and as I said, all our listeners through SENZ. By the way, I'm Jason Matthews, Scotty Sattler, the big hunk of spunk sitting opposite me right now. Thanks to our mates at Kia and also Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Great to have you on board. This is your show. Get involved anytime. Tell us what you're up to as well.
How are you going with maths?
I'll get to that in a sec. 0457-736-736. Oh, sorry, are you asking the listeners or me?
Everyone. Everyone's involved in all our conversations.
New Zealand, do you have our version of maths, or do you have your own version of loose Kiwis chasing each other, partner swapping? What about that kickboxer last night who talked about getting revenge on his partner
by
sleeping
that's
with her friend in front of... his missus? And she said yes.
It's a bit loose.
What's going on in this world? Mm.
There's a girl called Lauren she's a little bit crazy. Yeah, she's cray-cray. She's married to Jonathan.
Well, don't say, you can't say a woman's cray-cray.
I can't, because if it's a guy, I'd say the same thing. But yeah, I keep using the phrase off the bit. She's off the bit.
She's off the bit.
Yeah.
My
favourite's Cassandra and Tristan.
I don't know their names. I just know their faces. Which one are they?
Cassandra's the
short
Uganda. She's from Uganda.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's great.
She's a awesome. Wonderful person. Mm. And what about Beck? She's awesome too.
That's Andrea. Oh, not Andrea. What's her name?
Lucinda.
Oh, that's Lucinda.
Yeah, that's your wife, Beck.
Yeah, she's growing on me a little bit, the Byron Bay girl.
Your missus. She's great though. Yeah. Well, I just love her.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
That's her. By the way, you can call anytime too, 1300 01 1170. Get us on socials. Geez, isn't the rat blowing up the socials this week about his state of origin? So I'll only get to that in a moment because I just feel that New South Wales, and this show goes into New South Wales and Queensland, if you are listening for the first time, and I just don't feel like New South Wales has been represented in my absence with all this rubbish about Ponga, but I'm going to get to that in a moment. And I do have some concerns. I spoke to you about them on the phone today.
About New South Wales?
About New South Wales.
You do have some major concerns, yeah.
It was small. TikTok, Sports Day SCN. Instagram, SENQ, and X, Sports Day, NSW. Tonight's show, by the way, the number one cricket journalist and leading sports journalist in Brisbane. Well, all over Australia. You see him on the back page. You read his columns in print and also online. Crash Craddock, Robert Crash Craddock will be joining us. Well, what happened yesterday, and you and Rat talked about it last night, but that was a debacle, that cricket, yesterday at Marnica Oval.
No, it wasn't. It's an Australia domination.
No, but
that's what you want to see. You want to see so again, I'll use the example. If you're an AFL, a rugby fan, a rugby league fan, if your team dominates the other team, you celebrate it. You don't say, oh, the opposition, they're no good.
Sats,
look for holes in the game. It's an Australian domination.
Scott, you can't tell me that you don't want to see a contest, that Australia eventually comes out on top.
Hmm.
No, don't. I'm asking you a question.
What?
Don't look away.
Yeah.
But seriously, you want to see some sort of contest. You want to see it go down to the wire.
But I want my team that I'm following
to win a game.
To completely dominate the opposition.
To win a game in 6.5 overs. You want to see that.
Well,
what about the fans who
Australia won?
What about all those hardworking public servants in Canberra? Who
had to go around all those roundabouts to get to Marnica Oval.
That's right. They had to use up one of their sickies to go to that game yesterday.
Exactly.
Think of them. Mm. Think of the children, for God's sake. Well, Statsy from Freshwater, I've got no idea what his text here. If Taylor Swift breaks up with Travis Kelce, her next album should be called Maybe It's Me. Do you get that? I don't get that.
She's had a lot of breakups, so instead of blaming other people, maybe she needs to look in the mirror. That's what Statsy's saying.
I don't reckon she'll break up with Travis Kelce.
Well, he's made her famous.
Oh, I hope my kids are listening. Oh, they're not. Who am I kidding? I tell you what, I reckon he's a fair dinkum chance to come out to Australia with her. So she'll leave Japan and go to the Super Bowl Monday.
Mm.
Their first concert, which my kids are going to, is in Melbourne Friday night.
You don't reckon if they win the Super Bowl, he will be with his mates? Do you reckon he'll drop his mates?
He's going to do a Michael Clarke. He's the new Michael Clarke.
Before they go through the victory song, he says, I've got to go. Got to go meet Lara.
Yeah. No, he's going to say...
Taylor. Yeah.
Tay-Tay. Me and Tay-Tay are off to Australia on the private jet.
Yeah, won't be happening.
You don't reckon?
Shan't be happening.
But they won't. We'll win, will they? 49 is the favourites, aren't they?
They'll win.
They just don't know how to lose. I know we're jumping around here, but they just don't know how to lose the Chiefs, do they?
Nah.
So Crash is on the show tonight. I'm not on the run sheet here. It says I've got to hook Glenn. I'm not hooking.
No. The reason why you got to hook Glenn because he rang up last night. It was his worst call last night. He had his best last week.
What?
It was his worst call last night.
How's that possible?
I don't know. It wasn't true Glenn. You know he.
Hang on. Is it pension day today?
Basically, Daddy Vass hit the button within 12 seconds. So we've asked him, we've given him a project. Daddy Vass has said, we want you to come up with news around Newcastle.
So read
the Newcastle Herald and give us a little bit of an update.
Listen to 2HD during the day.
Novocastrian Land.
Well, it's got Novogastrian here.
Yeah.
Is that a new...
Well, he's been on the toilet all day. So.
Has he? Yeah. Simon Orchard joins us too. Racing New South Wales. Greyhound Racing New South Wales. What is coming up today as well? If you've got one for us, 0457 736 736. I mean, Rat's comments throughout the week with Carlin Ponga playing 13. If you missed it, you're just tuning in.
No, can I just say?
What?
He did say him playing 13, but what he actually meant was him coming off the bench and playing like a roving locks role. Yeah. Wearing jersey number 13.
Okay, well, here it is.
I think Reece Walsh attacks to the right side way better than the left, and Carlin Ponga is the opposite. Could you imagine having Carlin Ponga wearing the 13 jersey and just having them both sitting out the back?
What?
On both sides.
I never thought of the 13. I always thought he'd handle
it. It goes on and then he just, you two both bag New South Wales and go, what hope have New South Wales got? Some, I'm paraphrasing, but a lot.
Now, at the end of it, he says, I'm concerned for New South Wales.
Right.
As you are. Well, and you're a New South Wales man.
I just want to, no, but it's got nothing to do with Carlin Ponga. Payne Haas, as soon as he sees Ponga, whether he comes off the bench or starts in 13, he's going to make a beeline and he's going to knock his bicycle helmet off his head. He's going to rip his head off his neck and he's going to stick it on the corner post and go, try it again, buddy. Well, he can't. He won't have a head.
Yep.
Mate, those New South Wales forwards will smash him.
Yeah, but you
and
said
they'll
before,
run at him all night.
You said before the show you're very concerned about New South Wales.
I've got a couple of areas where I'm concerned about.
And this is mainly based around... Predicting 2024, you feel as though that a majority of the Queensland teams will feature in the top eight?
I did want to address that Ponga thing, though. Okay. He'll get killed. If he's hanging around on the edge, around those forwards.
Daddy Vass just said in my ears, he said, Payne Haas has never done anything at Origin level.
Wow. Can we get Payne Haas on and we get Daddy to just say that to him? And he's a Broncos supporter.
I know.
But don't derail here. Yeah. If Payne Haas doesn't belt the crap out of Ponga, which he will, he'll make it his mission. The gorgeous Cam Murray will cut him in half. So go for it with Ponga. He'll be killed. And his defence, well, they'll just run through him, right?
No, they won't. I mean, he's not. He puts his body in front of him. He's not a bad defender.
I'll tell you what I'm worried about.
Yep.
I'll tell you what I'm worried about. I was listening to Andrew McCulloch this morning with Pat and Heels, and I've been reading a few things. I'm really concerned, and I don't know what the listeners think about this, is I think the Queensland NRL teams this year are going to have a good year. I think, and you and I agree on this, I think the Cowboys...
The Cowboys will be the biggest...
Possibly top four.
The biggest improvers, yeah.
Right. The Broncos will be in the finals. They'll probably be top six, anywhere between 1 and 6.
I agree.
I just got concerns around Reynolds and whether his hammies and his back can hold up, but that's a brilliant team. They've lost a couple of big ones. The Dolphins will improve with their recruiting. They still don't have the depth, right?
True.
But they've got some good quality there. They'll finish around the eight, so they'll be around 9 or 10. And I think the Titans under Desi, they'll shock a few players.
So you're saying on the back of that, that means...
There's going to be a lot of informed Queensland players going in Origin. Okay. And we know whenever Queensland clubs are going well, Queensland goes well.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely true. And...
That makes me nervous.
Yeah, I've got to say, I think Michael Maguire's appointment's a very good one. I want to ask the listeners, because you're very concerned about, if you had to pick the Origin team and everyone was fit and everyone was playing well, who's your six and who's your nine for New South Wales? I want to ask the listeners that.
Well, yeah.
You right now, if you're a selector, who's your six right now?
Well, we haven't even started the season. But
Jack Whiten's made himself available. It looks like he's going to make himself available for Origin again, whether he plays that utility role.
But where's he go?
Probably a utility. But
you're not going to kick Best out of the centres either, are you? So,
well, what about Luttrell and Tommy?
I know. You've got to find room for Luttrell, Tommy.
Okay, so now we're talking six and nine.
Six. Well, sitting right now, it's Cody Walker.
Okay, yeah.
Nine, I don't know. I'd go, who's the young hooker for the Sharks?
Brayley.
I'd give Brayley a crack.
Blake Brayley.
I really would. I'm not overly sold on Appy. And I think Cook, unless Cook's had an amazing off-season. And, I mean, if we have this discussion in 10 weeks' time.
He's quick on sand.
He was a beach sprinter, I'd throw the keys to Brayley.
Okay.
And I know Rat's a massive rap on him.
And Reece Robson played game through and was very good in his debut.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like Brayley. I really do. I don't know. What do our listeners think? 0457 736 736. I don't think, and I respect what you and Rap were talking about, I don't think that's the concern for New South Wales. And I'm also new coach. Will it take Madge a year, an Origin series, to warm up?
It didn't for Fatty or Billy.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But Queensland are different. Queensland just, they're like the Kansas City Chiefs. When you don't expect them to win, they just win.
Mm.
Queensland just know how to win. And New South Wales supporters know what I'm saying here. You think we've got the wood on them, and all of a sudden they just find a way to win. And that's something that we've never had. But they're the things I'm worried about. I think we're going to have some very good Queensland teams in the NRL
this year. So Brisbane Eel says, Woogie, the Queensland teams don't only have Queensland Origin players in their
sides.
Yes,
I know that.
Of course, yeah, you've got Lindsay Collins and whatever it may be, and Munster and Harry Grant. But you're right. Some of those key positions, like your Reece Walsh and your Pat Carrigans, and you know, they are Broncos players. And then you've got your David Fifitas and your Tinos, who are Gold Coast players.
And the team almost picks itself, right?
Tommy Dearden, who will come into calculation if there's an injury, whatever it may be.
That's right. But the Queensland team's almost picked. Your only hard decision is, what are you going to do with Ponga and Reece Walsh? That's your tough decision, right?
True, yeah.
New South Wales, we're sitting here talking about who plays in that six.
Do you start Murray? Do you bring him off the bench?
Oh, don't start me on that. Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean,
the number nine is, I think it's the top two most important position on the field. Everything starts at the dummy half, and they've got to be one of your best defenders all the time. You know, they're doing the most amount of work in the game. And you just can't get that position wrong. Everything feeds off the number nine, both defensively and also in attacks, like, you know, dropping a pebble in the water. Everything ripple effects out of that. So you've got to get that number nine right. And I think New South Wales at this stage, they've got a lot of contenders, but there's no one that's really saying that's going to be my position, and it's going to be my position for the next 4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah. Mm. And look, I've got to tell you, who is it that sent a text here? It doesn't matter who New South Wales pick. Queensland will do them in, no matter who, just a bunch of battlers getting the job done. That's from 798. And I agree. I totally. And they're the things I'm nervous about. Like, you can't guarantee me who's going to be in that New South Wales team.
Hmm.
You know, does Bradman Best get another crack in the centres? He was outstanding. But we still don't know.
Hmm.
Fully fit, and I'll say this, and I'm not slamming Queensland. Fully fit New South Wales have a better team.
On paper, absolutely, yeah. In a lot of areas, some of the strike areas they do, absolutely.
It's not often we see Luttrell, Tommy, Payne Haas all on the same team.
Yep.
And does Teddy go around again? That's the other big question. Is Teddy getting a bit old in the tooth? Great player, great captain. But does he go around again, or does he step aside for a Luttrell or a Tommy to play at fullback?
Mm.
You know? Anyway, what do you think? 0457 736 736 1300 01 1170, or if you're in New Zealand, you care about Origin, 8833 is our text. Howard from Marrickville. How are you, mate?
Hey, good, thanks. Yourself, enjoying the show as always.
Thanks, Howard.
But Sats, I gotta say, is this the pot calling the kettle black or what? I mean, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, but one minute you're bagging her out, and the next minute you're talking about Married at First Sight. I don't know which is worse.
No, see, I'm not bagging Taylor out, because I'm a fan of Taylor. She's a good kid. I like her. She's worth $2 billion.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot to like.
But Married at First Sight, that's in my top three shows of the year, Harry.
All right. Let me ask you this, Howard. Have you got a TV show that you like that you don't admit to anyone else?
Everyone's got one.
You've got to have one.
Look, I'm sure there is. I just gotta.
You just don't want to admit it.
I'm just trying to. I don't know. Look, my wife watches all those shows, so I've seen them all, and I don't know. I'm sure there is. Everyone's got a guilty pleasure, like you said, but
it's okay that you like Love Island. It's all right, Howard. I love Love Island.
I like Love Island too, just
quite. Like I said, my wife watches all these ones. The one she's been watching lately is they're nude when they get to meet each other.
Naked and Afraid.
Is that what it's called?
What?
Mate, I just want to find something sharp and stab myself when that's on.
Yeah. I couldn't do that show.
I can't for obvious reasons.
We like a witchetty grub. Like.
It could be the middle of summer. I go, it's cold. I'm nervous.
I was in the pool.
All right, Howard. Thanks for your call,
mate.
Go ahead. You were going to say?
I was just going to say, I think they all stand in front of the lights before their scenes on to get nice and warm.
Yeah, I got you.
That's what I'd be doing for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, mate. Thanks, Howard. Thanks for listening, buddy.
Thanks,
cheers.
Right, have a good one. Thanks,
mate.
Howard from Marrickville there. Got to go to a break, Sats. With so much to talk. We didn't even get to talk about Latrell wanting to quit the game. We haven't talked about Melbourne Storm named Harry Grant as their skipper. Ricky Ponting's coaching.
Well, on the back of what we're talking about, Origin, we've got a lot of text coming through, which is great. Thanks for the interaction. We'll get on to a chat about Latrell and where his head's at and whether that means he makes himself available for Origin.
He looks good. I saw a video today. He looks amazing. He looks amazing. He looks very fit. He's got some guns on him too. So he was carrying weights, so that kind of helps. Hey, got to go to a break. Robert Crash Craddock joins us next. We're going to talk a little bit of cricket. We also might get his views on the Queensland Rugby League teams as well. He's across all sports, so we'll do that next. This is Sports Day.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
Smith punches this through the covers. I'll get two here. And they'll win the series 3-0. The summer of domination from Australia continues. And the West Indies haven't fired a shot. Australia win by 8 wickets. What a performance by the home side.
Now, Sats, I know you disagree with me about this off the top of the show. Australia winning that ODI yesterday inside 6.5 overs is bad for cricket, in my opinion. I want to see a contest. I want it to go home.
I want to see total domination by the team that I support, which is Australia. Good on them. When people are saying, how good was it seeing the West Indies win the second test? No.
No, it's not good. It's not good for the game of cricket.
Cricket will survive.
No, it won't.
Cricket will survive.
ODI
will
cricket.
All right.
It was embarrassing last night. The man, I want to get this man's opinion. He's the smartest cricket journo, or even sports journo, in the country.
Bites his fingernails, but.
Does he?
Yeah.
We can't have that. Robert Crash Craddock from the Courier Mail joining us. G'day, Crash.
Lovely to talk to you guys. Yeah, I was biting my fingernails as you were speaking there, Sash. So you're right, mate.
We've both got a bad habit.
Mate, was that bad for cricket yesterday, Crash, what we witnessed?
Oh, yeah. Sure there was a lovely little late counterpunch from Jake Fraser McGurk, which gave us plenty to talk about and was good fun. But to see a team beaten in a handful of overs like that, and just the way they were beaten with one of their batsmen sort of failing to review an LBW after blatantly hit the ball, and just poor fielding, horrendous runouts, just a comedy of errors. That's what worries me about the West Indies is I still can't believe they won that last test at the Gabba. Stunning, wasn't it? But in so many forms of the game now, they're cricket smarts, which they used to be so good at, you know? A lot of them played English county cricket, guys like Michael Holding, Joel Garner, Malcolm Marshall, they were educated over there. They just haven't got that raw ability. Yes, cricket smarts, a lot of them know.
Now, still the two T20s have come starting Friday, Crash. But how will West Indies cricket grade this tour? When they go home, they do a review. Will they still rate this highly successful purely based on that second test victory, do you think?
I think they will, Sats, because that victory will stand in history as perhaps the greatest upset in the history of the game. When you think of it, Australia had lost one test at the Gabba since 1986, and they beat a full-strength Australian side. They're the moments that matter, not little 50-over or 20-over series. And I was, sort of thrilled to see a result like that where they worked for it. It wasn't a fluke. They stood shoulder to shoulder, eye to eye with Australia for for 4 days, and it was terrific. So it will not rescue Test cricket in the Caribbean. It will never be what it was. It will always be a diminished product, but at least it'll enable to hold their ground. And they've got, you know, a hero in Shinari Joseph and just because you've got to have someone who can put the poster on the wall for the kids. They haven't had that for 15, 20 years.
Yeah. If the money was evenly distributed, especially to the minnows around the world, you know, the major teams dominate a lot of that distribution around funds. Could you see the game growing there again if they were to get more revenue and more money, and which brings greater resources and coaching?
No, I don't, because I think all that, and you've still got 2020 franchise cricket, which is such an easier option for them. And, you know, in tours I made to the Caribbean just as a journalist, I saw it change from being the game that you always saw played on the beach and the streets to it sort of vanished, really. The last tour I went there, I just couldn't see much evidence of cricket at all. And there was a lot of satellite dishes and people were watching the NBA basketball. Mm. And you could feel that the cricket was subsiding. And I look back now, Sats, and the West Indies were unbeaten from 1980 to 1995. You think of that, 15 years unbeaten as a test team in a test series. And I was there the day the dynasty fell. It was Mark Taylor's team beat them in Jamaica, and the Frank Wild Trophy changed hands. And I always remember I walked past the West Indies dressing room and had no right whatsoever to stick my head in, but I couldn't help it. And I just opened the door and looked in, and I saw Curtly Ambrose, and he had his head in his hands, and he was a broken man. I mean, he's the proudest cricketer I've ever seen. And I just remember thinking, from this point, West Indies cricket will never be what it was. And it never has been.
Wow.
And we haven't toured there for 9 years. And because we're very good at snubbing teams when they fall from grace, Australia.
Yeah, we certainly are. Crash, let's talk about some positives, though. Fraser McGurk, that knock yesterday. Josh Inglis as well. And Xavier Bartlett. Absolute standouts in what has been dubbed a bit of an Australia B team.
Yeah, Fraser McGurk's interesting. He's a absolute powder keg of a hitter. And what young kids are very aware of these days is you put two or three absolutely dynamic innings like that together, and it was in a small total and all that, suddenly you get, that could make you for life. Like you can get a T20 franchise interested in, you can get a $1 million contract for 2 years. And guess what? On the back of 50 balls of mayhem, you've set yourself up. Players are very aware of that now. They really are. He went out there swinging from the rafters from the first ball. He's a good player, and he has this incredible ability to time the ball and look well balanced and hit it a long way. But he's still lacking second and third gears in his batting. You know that word fiber in your batting? Yeah, sure. He can. Batting at international level is not just about hitting the ball from Brisbane to the Gold Coast. It's David Warner, as great as he was as a power hitter, he spent most of his career in second and third gear. Just, you know, and that's where you have to be. You have to have a good defence. He's not there yet, Fraser McGurk. His batting average in first-class cricket is 22 from 13 games. So he's got a lot to learn, but a very interesting player.
And I thought the Gold Coast Xavier Bartlett was just absolutely outstanding, carrying on his form from the Big Bash. Crash, answer me this. You are the smartest bloke in cricket journalism, and I just can't work out why this is still happening. But why is Steve Smith still playing white ball cricket? Shouldn't he just be saved now for test matches? And with all this talent coming through, shouldn't he and the likes of Dave Warner just be stepping aside? We've got plenty of replacements.
Yeah, it's a really good point. It just comes down to his basic love and passion for the game and at all levels. Like, you know, I've been on tour this year. I hadn't toured for a few years, but you know, you see him and Marnus having breakfast together, talking cricket, talking grips, talking batting techniques. I went to a session, where was it? In one of the last tests where it was absolutely stinking hot. And one batsman turned up and it was Steve Smith, and he was sweltering around in the nets. And it's just his natural habitat now, Jason, where he just loves being in the dressing room for any reason. And I think he'll be a guy that when he gives away cricket for a few years, he'll find this immense hole in his life. You know, like, you know, he was captaining Australia. I looked back the other day at some of the professions that Australian captains had had. Richie Beno, the crime reporter. Ray Linwell was a florist. Bill Brown, sports store operator in Brisbane. You know, Mark Taylor, qualified surveyor. But these days, blokes are just cricket professionals, and I think it you know, they get the job done, but they probably don't quite have the worldliness of some of our former leaders who had knocked around a bit in life, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Crash, before we let you go, we've got one of the listeners, Marcus, said, please ask Crash if the West Indian cricketer Fabian Allen getting mugged at gunpoint outside a South African team hotel playing T20 tournament is a concern for players to go there.
Yeah, look, it's a fair question, and I know security in South Africa is always an issue. And, you know, there's certain areas, particularly in Johannesburg, where you just don't go after dark. But they've been told about that, the players that go over there for the T20 competition, and they somehow, you know, it's always a risk. It is a fair question. And I know that a mate of mine covering the tournament has said that he's surprised there hasn't been more incidents, because he said players just drift into areas of town with their nightclubs, and they're very, South Africa after dark is a very intimidating, dangerous place.
Mm. All right, Crash, we've got an ODI, we've got a T20 game, look forward to Friday. Let's hope we get to 20 overs in the entire match on Friday and catch all the action live on SCN. Mate, as always, we know you're busy and we appreciate your time on Sports Day.
No, it's a pleasure. And I'm glad you mentioned Xavier Bartlett. He's a good story. And isn't it a joy to see a young Queensland player come in totally at peace with his game and just producing his absolute best work on the international stage. Like to hear the commentators from all the stations just say, wow, this kid is special. So that was a joy, and he's in for a nice career. Thanks for having us,
good
guys.
Good start. Thanks, Crash. There he goes, Crash.
Didn't he move the ball?
Oh, Xavier Bartlett. He was outstanding. TSS boy, of course.
Yep.
And I think he played for Broadbeach as well. You can't have everything. It was like, it was Surface. I think he played for Surface Paradise at club level. We should have had him at Queens. Hey, Greg from Everton Hills went to an ODI game in the 70s where Australia were bowled out by South Africa. Under 50, cricket is still alive now. Yeah, good point, Greg. All right, break time. We'll get to your text next. This is Sports Day.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
So we had this on yesterday.
Yeah.
Great Dragon, obviously great Kiwi band. Watangi Day.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. I like it. It's a great song. Hey, mate, just welcome back to the show. This is Sports Day, by the way, with Sats and Jace here tonight.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
By the way, you can win weekly prizes and a major prize of an NRL Grand Final experience thanks to the brand hot water. To the brand new hot water that comes on Steady Hot and Strong Ream, of course. Visit nrltipping.scn.com.au. Get into your tip. Are we doing tipping again as a team here?
I think so. We may as well.
Hey, what about the stuff around today about Latrell. Sorry, that didn't come out. Latrell wanting to, was thinking about quitting the game last year.
I just think for mentally it was definitely draining, and just getting to a point where rugby league wasn't enjoyable, and I just try and not fake being me, you know, from day to day, and I just felt like I was doing that at times.
Did you ever think maybe I need a break?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a conversation I had to have with my family and see where I was at in life, and if I could potentially, you know, I guess, keep doing this, or is it fun anymore, and can I keep putting up with, you know, people, media? Yeah, I think it's time to grit the teeth and just have a crack now. And look, honestly, I just want to just do my part at fullback and show everyone that I'm the best fullback in the game, and then go from there.
Do you know, it's interesting what he's saying about, I'm thinking about, you know, can I really do this? Can I really put up with the attention? And some people love the attention and actually makes them perform. And when he's on and he likes to play that villain to the crowd, that's when Latrell's at his best, when he's playing the villain. It's what obviously motivates him. Some really struggle with it. Some like to go into hibernation anytime they can. I've got to say with Latrell, and you've heard this from me before, listeners, about being obsessed. If you want to be good at anything, and if you want to be the best at anything, you've got to be obsessed with what is your primary goal. And if rugby league is his primary goal, he's got to be obsessed with it. Now, yeah, there's your family and your friends. That's one area of your life that you address. And then you've got what people call your third place, something that's just yours. And for Latrell, it's going out to his farm at Taree and fishing and doing whatever he has to do. But when he comes back and he's fully focused on his rugby league, that's what it's got to be, his obsession. If Latrell is in that obsessed frame of mind, that's when he's at his most destructive. That's the player that we saw at the Roosters, winning comps as a young man, dominating Origin. Then he went to South and has been, you know, stifled by injury and out of form, whatever it may be. But the minute that he gets obsessed with being one of the best players in the game and doing what he needs to do with South Sydney, that's when we're going to see the best of Latrell. And I think we will see the best of Latrell because he's getting to that mature age now. He's got other responsibilities off the field. It's not just being young and naive and just playing footy because that's what he's good at. Now he's got a responsibility to be a leader. And when Latrell does that and understands that he's at that age now that, you know, the club, whether he likes it or not, the game relies, New South Wales rely on him, South Sydney fans rely on him, the players around him rely on him to be the player that ensures that South Sydney are successful this year. If he's in that frame of mind, we'll see the Latrell that has dominated rugby league for periods of time.
Yeah, and look, I hope he's all right. And I'm sure everybody listening to this hope he's okay. We don't want to lose players like that, but there's also, there seemed to be a lot of stuff going on at South last year. You know, we had the whole Sam Burgess thing and coaching. And I reckon that derailed a lot of the plays. And I've got to, as a South supporter, South looked burnt last year. They looked dead.
After Origin.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on. I've got to say, because you are the number one player, you did get dragged into all those conversations that are happening internally. Many people say, is there a mutiny going on? And if there is, well, you're the leading player. You're the one that gets dragged into it. You're the one that the media wants to ask all the questions to. But what I have heard is that since Jack Whiten has gone to South Sydney, he's been a really good level for guys like Cody and Latrell. He keeps them balanced for more reports.
That's good.
And that can only be good. And because I think Jack Whiten's going into the competition as one of the probably the most focused players. What I mean that is he's going to be the one that's going to have the spotlight on him because he's one of the biggest off-season signings.
He'd have to be the biggest, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've heard that he's really kept Latrell and Cody very, very balanced, kept them in a really good space, hence why there's great harmony at the club at the moment. So, you know, I hope we see Latrell back in that frame of mind where he is just, he wants to wear the dark hood. You know, he wants to play to be the player that the rest of the competition, you know, like to match themselves against.
Thoughts 0457-736-736 8833 NZ or 1300-01-1170. Sats, we got a ton of texts.
Yeah, we have.
Where do we go? Do we go Taylor Swift, Origin, reality TV? What do we do here?
Well, just because we were just on Latrell, we got 133. So thanks, Latrell, for deciding to have a crack this year. Wasn't he paid to do that last year? Well, he got injured also, Latrell, and when he came back, he was out of shape. Canara says, if Latrell plays like the villain, champs, then he has to stop playing the victim when he gets the backlash.
But does he play like the villain all the time?
He likes to. I think it's when he plays his best rugby league, when it's him versus the world, or it's his team that he's playing against the world. I think that's when he plays at his best. And but off the field, you can be the Jekyll and Hyde. My father made a career of it, being a Jekyll and Hyde. Like, he was tough and uncompromising on the field.
But different era.
But off the field, a true gentleman. You can play both capes.
Yeah, okay. According to Latrell, this is from 619. This is a good text. According to Latrell today, look out, lads. I hope he can be the best version of himself. The game would be better for it. And that's with any of our top line players.
Now, talking about Origin, Phil and Mudgee says, boys, Appy will be the starting hooker for New South Wales. Brayley, to come off the bench. That's how it will be.
Well, hang on. Wait, two hookers.
Yeah, a lot of teams are going with two hookers now. I don't agree. I like one hooker to play 80, and but yeah, you know, a lot of people like that. Have that.
Can Appy play 80 effectively?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but now you want that 1-2 punch.
You're with me. You prefer Cook over Appy, don't you?
I think Cook's got a better passing game from dummy half.
Well, if Murray's there and Cody Walker's there, you've got to have Cook, right?
Yeah. Kelpie says, if New South Wales play footy instead of trying to unsettle Queensland, they win. Look at last game of last year. Great show, boys. Thank you very much.
Hey, can I, just one more question. We've got to go to break in a sec. Does that mean Luai's not a chance this year of wearing the six?
Oh, he'll still be mentioned. He'll be in the, Nathan Cleary's the number seven. Jerome will always be mentioned at the selection table.
But I reckon we play better when we don't have that Penrith combination.
Yeah, and that may be right, but Luai will still always be mentioned while Nathan is
seven. Oh, of course he would.
Yeah, yep.
Does Nathan get the say on that?
I don't know. I don't know how Madge will operate in that sense.
Yeah, right.
I don't know whether he'll liaise with those key positions and talk about who their best connections are with.
Wouldn't you love to be in that room? That's selection table.
Well, I've got to say, I think they'll love the guys that have never had anything to do with Madge. I think they'll love him. I think they'll love his intensity at Origin level.
Just don't do another doco at the moment, Madge. All right, just get through this year. Let's win the series this year. Sorry, Queenslanders. Break time. This is Sports Day. When we come back, more of your texts. I promise.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to the show. Jason Matthews and Scotty Sattler here for your Wednesday night. Just a reminder, too, for those who do listen to SCN, Matty Johns returns this Friday morning from 9. How good is that? He'll be joined by Dannon Kemp and Andrew Webster. They're also on the show. So make sure you listen. Matty Johns with Morning Glory. You know what I love about Matty Johns and Morning Glory? I love the movie reviews, the album reviews.
So Liam Alexander does the movie reviews. Outstanding.
It's good. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Jack Johns does the music reviews.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Matty Johns, Morning Glory, back 9 o'clock this Friday morning for those who listen to SEN around the country. Obviously, listen to 1170 in Sydney or 693 Brisbane or download the SEN app. Sats, ton of texts. Is there any there about maths?
Yeah, we've got a few reality ones. But also, just on cricket, Simon from Balgowney says, just wait until Spencer Johnson announces himself on the international stage. Well, that's one thing we don't lack, Australia, which is speed bowlers.
I couldn't believe he didn't get picked in the ODI team.
Yep.
And he is the Cam Murray of Australian cricket.
Green. My wife watches it as well. I'm too scared to admit it. That's obviously Naked and Afraid. And the sweaty accountant says, oh, I don't admit it, but I watch Queer Guy. Was it
Queer Eye?
Queer Eye for
not
the Straight
Queer
Guy.
Not Queer Guy for a Straight Guy. Yeah. That's a different show.
Yeah.
No, it's Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Yeah. Where they
said, but I don't admit it to my wife.
Is that the accountant I met the other night?
Yep. Woogie would be naked and we'd be afraid. Dirty Flamingo says.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yep. Great. And guilty pleasure. My guilty pleasure is I'm a celebrity. Hathead says, looking forward to Sats this year.
Oh yeah, you're apparently in it. The man who does love a reality show, Matt Rogers, says he's on his way to jiu-jitsu with Maxi. Let's go. More of Sports Day in a moment.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
I'm having a fight with the...
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
...in the studio.
Yelling at me.
Oh, no, well, we're just... Sorry, hello, welcome to the second hour of the show. We're just very passionate about... Look, it's February, 7?
Mm-hmm.
And we're already into the state of origin. And it's been brought on by Matt Rogers' comments this week about Ponga playing the role of a 13 in Origin. And I just think, oh, look out, New South Wales. I'll get lost, Rat. Just shut up.
When you said he's on his way to jiu-jitsu with his son, Maxi, who got his blue belt.
Yeah, that's
week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I hope Maxi puts a guillotine on him, breaks his skinny little neck.
I want Maxi just to karate chop him across the face.
No, you don't karate chop
him. Oh, don't you? What do you do?
Jiu-jitsu.
What do you have? What's a similar move?
What's no, there's no striking in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh, well, what's the point? If you can't use that to your advantage at the pub, what's the point? So what do you do? What is it like yoga? Is it the yoga of martial arts, is it?
It's about a lot of it, not all of it. A lot of it is about taking the fight to the ground and dominating the ground.
It's just dudes wrestling each other.
Choking, using your feet, ankle locks.
Sounds a bit. Welcome to the second hour of the show. If you want to text 0457 736 736. I'm not wrestling on the ground with some dude. If you're in New Zealand, 8833 or 1300 01 1170. If you want to give us a call. Hey, you can find us too on the socials. There is some pretty good stuff that you and Rat have been up to lately. Sports Day SEN on TikTok, Instagram SENQ or Sports Day NSW on X. And we're here thanks to our partners, Kia and also Nutrien Ag Solutions. Going further for Australian farmers, find your local branch at nutrien.com.au. Lots of texts. Let's get to them.
Yeah, Simon's got a good text here. He says, well, you're dreaming. South had a tough year, laughing emojis. You all thought you had it in the bag mid-season.
No, he didn't.
Jack's a good influence on Latrell, laughing face. They're both trouble and I can't wait for a scandal 10 weeks in. South fans, unbelievable. So...
But no,
they didn't. They had a tough year, but it was self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Internally, that was self-inflicted. And I was the one that said Jack's a good influence on Latrell because, from what I'm being told internally, is that he's been outstanding. With there, he's not. Simon's. He says, "Great show, thank you very much." But Simon, he's not troubled, Jack. He's just a. He's a scallywag.
Yeah. Imagine if we had NRL, and we've just. And they were just all boring accountants playing all the time.
What's wrong with accountants? My son's an accountant.
Well, there's my great example. Has he taken that Penrith tracksuit off yet?
No. Sleeps in it. Sleeps in it. We've got a lot here about Origin. Daddy is bang on. Hass has not fired in Origin. Fitzy says. And also we've got here, good afternoon, gents. Michael from Logan. I agree with Woogie. Cook is past his best. I like Reece Robson. For the New South Wales number 9.
Hang on. I don't think I said Cook was past his best.
Oh, I heard you say
that. I just don't know whether he'll get the gear. Who was it? Brayley from the Sharks.
Well, Budster says, I agree with you. Brayley, one of, if not the best defensive nines in the game. I've got to say, Budster, I think he's got one of the best passing games from dummy half as well.
And he's a throwback to the olden days, isn't he? I mean, you and I are watching the 1982 grand final today.
Manly Parramatta, yeah.
And first of all,
Brett Kenny not an immortal?
I don't start. But what about? I just love the kickoff, the kickoff to start the game, short kickoff from Manly.
Yep.
Just so Sturlow feels the ball, so they can punch the crap out of him. Welcome to the 1982 grand final.
I know.
And I reckon Brayley would thrive in that sort of environment.
Yeah, Moses will be six. Fitzy says,
"How's that possible, Fitzy?" You on the Susie Wongs?
Well, you know, I've got to say, he's put himself into the frame because of the way that he played game 3.
But as a 7. Year. But he played it as a 7.
Yeah.
And he played alongside a red-hot Cody Walker.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make him the 6?
Depends what your game plan's like. Doesn't matter what number you wear on your back sometimes.
This is the problem with New South Wales.
Well, good evening, Sats and Woogie. How are you lads here? We're going good. This is Mickey G. After seeing Madge interview early, I'm thinking he will dare to be different and change the recipe and selection and not necessarily reward loyalty. I can't see Hass catching KP if he isn't exactly. So I think Hass will be gassing on KP. You're saying
Have you seen Payne Haas
will smash.
Sorry, have you seen Payne Haas gassing in a game at all?
Never.
Right.
Play for a week if he had to. And Johnny S. says, they say New South Wales don't get origin like Queensland. Not so. Reality is that a Queenslander is a Queenslander first and Australian second. Being a Queenslander is very important to them. New South Wales is Australian jersey first. Yeah, so...
That's Queensland.
Queensland ads often reference Queensland. New South Wales don't. It's a culture thing.
Is it a culture thing? Is it?
Oh, I don't get into that. We get it.
You know what it is?
We get it more. I think Queensland have been able to be far more stable in their selections. New South Wales is chop and change.
But even, was it Bulldog Richie who called it the worst team ever, and then everyone else in New South Wales gets the blame for it? Thanks, Bulldog. And then, but it's just that, I don't know, I think Queensland have positioned themselves beautifully as the underdog in every Origin series, and they thrive on that little brother versus big brother type situation.
Yep.
And again, and Daniel from Prairie Wood makes a good point in another text. New South Wales have got, it's like they've got so many other players to choose from that they play people out of positions. They don't know who to pick because, oh, do we pick him or him? Just pick the best bloody player. And the suggestion that Moses plays six, that's stupid. Mm. He's a gun seven.
What do you make of this from Daniel listening on the app? Woogie, I concur with your sentiments regarding New South Wales.
That's what I was just talking about.
Whilst it can be seen as a positive by having more players to choose from, it also can be a hindrance.
It is. We often pick the wrong player instead of the player in form.
So Queensland picked the likes of John Doyle, John Buttigieg, Adam Mogg, Dallas Johnson, Reuben Cotter today, players that wouldn't have got a look in if they were eligible for New South Wales.
Well, I mean, even... Nah, I won't do it. Even Greg Inglis didn't get a look in New South Wales, did he?
Mm.
I mean, the Maxville Flyer.
He had to swap allegiances, didn't he?
That's right.
Now, hey, actually, Fitz says, Cody Walker played against a hungover Queensland. Take your South Sydney biased hat off, Woogie.
I'm not saying Walker. Listen, why don't you go and hang out with your mate Rat and just, you know, oh, Ponga's the greatest. He'll be 13 jersey. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there's a good text here from Rooster Mars, and I missed it. It was Rooster Mars's birthday the other day.
It was. 57.
Happy birthday, Rooster Mars.
Mm.
I mean, I'm dying to know what he looks like. We think it's Monty Burns from The Simpsons.
But you say
we?
That. I don't. I think he looks more like
Give me a celebrity that he would look like.
I reckon Rooster Mars would look like the guy off... Yeah, Kevin James used to be off...
His miso was hot.
Yeah.
King of Queens.
King of Queens.
She was hot.
That's...
Later on, she got a...
King of Queens. I reckon that's my image of Rooster Muzz.
Do you... Later on, his miso... She had plastic surgery.
You know we're on air, don't you?
Are we on air?
Get creepy all the time. Queensland played Thurston at six. Exactly right.
Yeah, but... Okay, so Moses is now of the Thurston ilk, is he? I don't need Queenslanders butting in on New South Wales election.
Mm.
In Madge we trust. Woogie Worm, it's the greatest ever caller. Frank Hyde's birthday today.
It is.
He would have been 108 and if he was still with us. He famously released Danny Boy on single in 1973. The B-side was a song called Try a Little Kindness. I can't find Frank's version, but can you please play Glen Campbell's a crackingly good version of Try a Little Kindness. No. In honour of the great rugby league man. In better.
Passed away in 2007. He's early 90s, I think, Frank. What? One
2SM
of
in Sydney.
Yeah,
who we're on tonight.
Absolute gentleman of not only rugby league, but just of Australian media.
Mate, I remember running around the backyard, kicking the ball and throwing it around. And Frank Hyde on the radio on the weekends on 2SM. I've got some audio here. This was Frank Hyde doing his thing.
She moves into it, and there it goes. It's high enough, it's long enough, it's a beauty. It's straight between the posts. The score head out. And he's tackled by Cock, and there's the half-time siren. But the clock up and the clock says another 2 minutes. But however, I'll have my own. I'll be my own timekeeper for the second half. So it's terrible if that goes. You know that spiders get in that clock up there. Spiders and ants and snakes and all that sort of thing. Might be an eel up there today. But anyhow, the players leave the field.
I love Frank Hyde, and you know what?
He just sit a little card table on the side.
On the sideline.
On the sideline, yeah.
Never had a million production people around him or anything like it. It was just beautiful. And I hope that gave you chills. It certainly just gave me chills hearing that. Rightio, who do we want to go to? Mick from Margaret River or Glenn?
Mick first.
We build up to...
A little bit of sanity.
Okay. Mick.
Sometimes.
Mick from Margaret River. Hello, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. Woogie, woogie, woogie. You are driving my front bar insane with your New South Wales endeavour today.
Hang on, you're in WA.
Mate, but we're all Queensland supporters over here.
Oh.
There's a lot of expats. They love Sats.
Now, listen.
I've just been told to call in.
Yeah, but do they drink 4X over there?
More hated than Paul Gallant.
Yeah, hey, Mick, can you tell me, who's your loosest regular in the front bar?
Oh, me when I'm on the other side?
Yeah.
loosest, there's probably three. His name's Glenn as well. He's outrageous.
Now,
it must be the name.
Sats and I, we were going to buy you a pub last Thursday if we had a one Powerball.
We didn't win. So.
We didn't win, but we were going to put Glenn in charge of you.
Yep.
So that didn't work out.
He'd be the liquor bar manager, which...
yeah. All right, mate, thanks for ringing.
He'd be locked in the barn. Mm.
All right, well, listen, thanks for ringing up to have a crack. I appreciate it.
Cheers, Woogie.
See you, mate. There he goes, Mick, one of our regulars from Mo River. Oh, I love it. He's our number one Western Australian listener.
I think he's our only Western Australian listener.
Well, you didn't have to say that. Mm. He's one of our Newcastle regulars. Glenn, I hear you were terrible last night.
Absolutely on fire again, Justin. Welcome back, mate.
Oh, that's not what I hear.
I know you're listening. And Daddy Vass.
Hey, Glenn, so you were given a project from Daddy Vass.
I was given a project.
How's it looking?
And I've got it sourced for you, mate.
Okay, let's go.
When it was actually suggested last night that I start a What's Happening in Newcastle ratings boosting segment,
yep.
The first question I was asked by your listener and my hundreds of thousands of followers was, how much is your salary increase for your new segment, Glenn? My first sports update concerns the Knights NRLW side,
okay,
who are losing Player of the Year Tamika Upton.
What?
As well as other current Aussies.
So I can't cut him off when he talks NRLW.
NRL Southville. He'll be playing in the Q Cup comp for the Central Queensland Caps.
Hang on a sec.
Don't worry, Newcastle. They will be back for the start of the season.
Good.
And
don't
finally.
Don't interrupt the script.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening to the other big dog was the other question I was asked. And happily I can report that the other big dog is still saying goodnight to NBN viewers at 7:30 p.m.
still,
as he goes to
that's
bed.
That's creepy.
As
the big
I'm
dog's
doing,
still going.
Goodnight, guys. Boom tomorrow.
Boom. That's awesome.
I didn't even listen.
That was outstanding. Well done, Glenn.
Are you not concerned that a large dog is tucking kids into bed?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
And the other channel has a possum.
Yeah, I don't
like
it.
So the possum crawls out of the roof.
So where are the parents? When this dog...
And there's
is
a random
your...
lady there as well.
Yeah.
With a 1980s haircut.
I don't like it.
Now, for those outside of Sydney and Brisbane and New Zealand, you'll know that at regional TV, they have a dog, a giant dog with some random chick with an 80s perm.
Who doesn't live in the house.
Who doesn't live in the house, yep. Tucking your children in.
Yeah.
Right? And then on the other network,
Perhaps
Prime...
Got a blue card. How's the big dog's got a blue card?
Prime Possum, who's possibly crawled out of the roof and is tucking your child in.
Yep.
With another random person.
Yeah, creepy.
It's not good.
Now, Paulo on the text line says, in relation to Rooster Muzz, because we're trying to paint an image of what Rooster Muzz looks like. I think Kevin James from King of Queens, comedy show.
I think.
You think Monty Burns?
Monty Burns.
Paulo says, from Peakhurst, love the show, guys. Thank you very much. Rooster Muzz, Newman from Seinfeld. It could be right. Could be right.
Keep your suggestions coming through. 0457 736 736. Which celebrity or character does Rooster Muzz look like? Text here from New Zealand. Name the Aussie left armer who's taken the most wickets for a left armer in a single test at the SCG.
I'm going to say Bruce Reid.
I'm going to say
Mitch Johnson.
Nah, I'm going to say Alan Border.
I took a 7-for, didn't he? Was that the SCG?
I think it was. Yeah. I think this came up in the coverage.
009. Okay. We're going to Google that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, just let us know. 8833.
Thank you.
Yeah.
8833 or 0457 736 736. More text, mate. What else we got?
We've got plenty here. Woogie and Worm, considering he's now a big-time mover and shaker at the Broncos, this is Daddy Vass. We're obviously all beneath him. So I'm starting a Bring Back Jack campaign and petition. Can I count as you pair of signatories?
No. I'm very happy with Daddy Vass.
Mm.
I mean, he's only a, what is it, a digital member.
Mm.
So I haven't got my pack from South, by the way. You know what it is? Apparently I had to go online and select what I wanted.
Oh. So you just get the default things.
No, I've got nothing.
Oh no, but if you haven't picked them,
no, you don't get you don't get your stuff sent until you pick something.
Have you gone back? You haven't gone back and picked yet?
No, I haven't had time yet. Okay. I only found out that today.
Hey, Sats and Jason, the player that needs to step up in 24 is the Storm's Cam Munster. His form in 23 was only average. Yeah, Gav, after Origin, I've got to admit, and he's admitted that it was poor, that he didn't handle the post Origin that well. You can actually tell players after Origin. Some players, their body image, you can tell that they're sort of on the downward slide because of a lot of footy, a lot of really rigorous rugby league, maybe not as training as much because they're trying to let their body recover, which sometimes means you don't keep your diet and your nutrition the same as well. And Cam Munster has admitted. He's admitted he didn't take control after Origin last year. He needs to be a lot better. So, yeah. Sporty Gav, Cam Munster thinks that.
I'm with Steve. Glenn has never put two bad performances in a row till now. He was set up for failure. I'm not happy. Heads will roll over. So I didn't like that segment either.
I loved it.
I like it when he's off a bit.
I loved it.
No, I don't.
Well, Steve was concerned earlier on because he said, you know, legends, icons, they usually don't handle pressure that well. But I thought he rose above.
Yeah, but legends and icons don't get told what they should be doing. Now, do you think Cam Smith, when he was playing rugby league, do you think he was told what he needs to do every day when he turns up to training and play? No, he just knew what to do. Mm. And he led from the front. And I expect that from talent like Glenn.
Mm.
And I think the plan you've come up with is Shizen.
I like it. I like it. Boomgate says New South Wales. Oh, where'd that go? New South Wales need a better forward pack.
Are you what?
Mm.
Well, let's go through the forward. But we're talking about this in the break. So you've got Payne
Haas. A better front row. The backs can play off the back of.
Payne Haas is not a great front rower?
He's great. I mean, the argument is that he hasn't dominated Origin. I disagree. I think he's been really good at Origin.
He's done the job.
I think he's been really good. So you've got Bolo. You've got Jake Trbojevic, who defensively is what you need in Origin.
So you and I were talking about this in the break. Should Jake start or should Junior Bolo?
I'd start Jake and Payne. And with Jake purely for a defensive purposes through the middle of the field, like he just cuts people in half and slows momentum down. So I'd bring Bolo and off the bench.
Okay, so and we just got to decide on nine, whether it's Brayley, whether it's Appy, whether it's Cook.
Well, as Daniel's saying, there's so many choices. There's so many choices for New South Wales, and sometimes it gets in the way.
Why is everyone heaving on Payne Haas all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Like, seriously, he'd be the first person picked for New South Wales.
Mm.
Well, Cleary.
Crime Scene says Mitchell runs across field too much. Some might say that he has a problem with his lateral movements.
Righto.
I recommend Albrain.
Okay, can I?
That's not the last laugh.
Can I get on to some Taylor Swift news? Because we talk about it. I'm satisfied. If Satisfied broke up with Taylor, mm-hmm. the song would be from her. You broke my heart. Now I'm going to break your jaw. What Mick from Mick? That's not really nice. Taylor Swift. It's 2024. A woman having a lot of partners is not a bad thing. Better to shop around and find the right one than settle for less.
Shop around.
I'd rather my daughter learn that she'll be shamed for dating too many men.
I don't know.
I don't know what to say.
Now,
one more. Mm. If Taylor Swift breaks up with Travis, tell her I'll take her on a hot date to Albion Park Dogs.
How good.
All up into a Happy Meal at Macca's. Regards.
Mate, you don't need
Grant
the
from Aspen. No, you've
Grant, you don't need the Happy Meal. The best steak. One of the best steaks in Brisbane at Albion Park. Hey,
you got her at Greyhounds, mate.
009. Alan Border, 12 wickets over two innings in a test 1989. Congratulations.
What do I win?
Oh, you'll just rave about it. You'll just give yourself a pat on the back for a long time. Cam says, I know it's worse than a New South Wales supporter. A New South Wales supporter who also goes for the Rabbits.
Righto.
Why is there a lot of hate for the Rabbits?
Why is there a lot of hate for me? What have I done wrong?
Well, you're a little bit like Latrell. You love to put the black cape on and play the villain.
Hey, some good news around today, and I think everyone listening to the show will love this. Storm boss Frank Panisi today has confirmed that Ryan Pappenhausen will feature in the trials. He's tracking really well, and we expect him to play against the Bulldogs. You know what I want for 2024?
Mm-hmm.
Apart from a Blues 3-0 win in Origin, I want to see Ryan Pappenhausen get through this season unscathed. That's what I'd love to see. And I think every footy fan would like.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So good luck to Ryan.
I mean, we spoke about this last week. We don't anticipate he'll play a lot of minutes in the trials, but he might play 20 minutes and then probably just slowly increase that. And then maybe round one, he might still come off the bench.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Hey, Rita, we've got a female listener listening tonight. Everyone behave themselves.
Now, what do you call her?
Rita the Man-Eater. Yep. Or was it the Meat-Eater?
No, the Man-Eater.
The Man-Eater. Yeah. I can't remember which one it was. No, we call my miso Anita the Meat-Eater.
Yeah.
But she loves the meat.
But it's Rita the Man-Eater.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she gave herself that. She was happy with that name.
Yeah. Sorry, Rita, from New Zealand. Rooster Muzz looks like Mr. Oh, I don't even know that name. Mr. Cresalti or Creo Sote or something from Monty Python. Who's that? Is that that really big guy who was sitting at the table and exploded?
Oh, Meaning of Life.
Yeah. Rita, who is it? I've no doubt probably got it wrong, but if you can let me know or someone let me know, please let me know. 0457 736 736. I don't know about Rooster Muzz, but I can tell you that Pedro the Rooster looks a lot like Danny LaRue. He admits to working in fashion.
Rooster Muzz also looks like the creep out of Scary Movie with the little hand.
What? I don't even know who that is.
Honestly, we got some. We did say got some weirdos that listen to our show.
Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to get into what more of your texts as well.
Michael from the Gold Coast said, "Best segment of the night." Glenn from Newcastle, you should look up to him, Woogie. Great show.
Who said that?
Michael from the Gold Coast.
Michael from the Gold Coast. All right, let me just find.
You are.
Break time. This is Sports Day.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
Can I say?
Oh, what?
Can I say, you're blown up about Glenn's segment. I've got to say, it's the best segment he's ever had. Oh. Because he actually gave us some news which made us sit up. Well, I did. He said, Tamika Upton, she's gone from the Knights. What? What are you talking about? Then he said, but don't worry, she's just going to play for the Central Capras, where she's from, Rocky, before she goes back to play the NRLW. I thought...
And you're saying that's his good gear? No. His good gear is when he is off the Richter scale.
Well, every second Thursday.
No, I'm not talking about. No, I'm not talking about boost. Oh, I'm just talking about when he talks no sense. Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
And he'd know this. TV shows. My missus and the family are hooked on Deal No Deal. That's back on. But you know what? I think it's a Povo version. Because I think the top prize is only.
I don't think you can say that. But anyway.
But no. Because. No, I think the prize used to be 200 grand or a quarter. It's now 100,000. That's the top amount you can win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
I don't like it.
Why don't you?
I don't know.
It's a pretty easy concept. You just got to pick a suitcase and hope you've got the top dollar, right?
Yeah, but I mean, But you're just sitting there just looking at all these briefcases.
Okay,
going,
well, what's worse, there's that other TV show where you're watching coins.
Oh, like... that's... That's terrible.
What's going on?
That's what Glenn talks about all the time,
tipping pot.
Now, okay. Rooster Muzz is, I've got to say, it's probably one of the best texts that we've ever had in the history of sports. I've been doing this 11 years. I've got to say, this is top three. Okay. Woogie and Worm, I wish Big Dog would tuck Glenn in a bed, then hold the pillow over his face.
What?
We can't. I told you not to
read
that out.
You can't incite violence. Sorry,
Time for Watts. Mm-hmm. Get him into us, 0457-736-736. You got one to kick us off?
PVL needs to take Glenn to Las Vegas and get the ticket sales up.
What?
Simon, that's a good what. I like that. My another one is Stefano Yatoikamanu. It's been reported that he has a clause in his contract that if the West Tigers don't make the finals this year, he has an escape clause.
What?
He's one of the most...
Well, he's gone.
He's one of the most promising front rowers in the game. Now, he has said, "No, you know what, I love this club, I'm going to stay here." And, of course, you want to be in that mindset because you want to be one of the reasons why the Tigers go better this year. But that's got if that is true, you've got to be nervous as the Tigers, potentially losing a very exciting young front rower. If they don't make finals.
But you think Benji might be able to, with the way he coaches and treats his talent and
stuff. I don't think they'll make the finals.
They won't make the finals.
But I think Benji has the ability to draw more out of individuals. So if you look at their team on paper, you go, it's okay. Maybe it's a 6.5, 7 out of 10. I think Benji, and I've said this numerous times, he reads the room really well, Benji. He's very good with people. I think he'll be able to draw and motivate players and get a fair bit out of them.
Yeah, you and I had a discussion about this today. Yeah. I'm not so sure. But this coaching's apparently a hard caper, mate.
Very
good. And without doubt, Benji will be good. But I don't think he'll get that done in year one. And I just don't think he has the best team on paper. Are you looking at what I'm looking at from 970?
Moose Knuckle. Says, I think Rooster Muzz looks like Predator and not the movie. I mean, Glenn.
Come on, guys.
We're getting a little bit nasty. See, this is what you do.
What? Me?
You incite the hate and violence.
I do. I haven't mentioned Dave Warner once. Bald Badger says, I reckon Rooster Muzz looks like Jabba the Hutt and keeps a bear on a leash. No? Nah. Yeah. Okay.
Bald Badger, that's Woogie.
No, he's not. Hey, I've got a what for you. Erebus Motorsports CEO Barry Ryan has spoken for the first time after Brody Kostecki wanting out of the team. He's come out and says, it's business as usual.
What?
We know the truth. The truth? Now, is there something about a toxic environment within the organisation? Or?
But doesn't a fish rot at the head? And I'm not suggesting that.
That's
Barry
what I'm saying. If the CEO is saying that.
He's either oblivious to it or doesn't think there's an issue.
Or he's contributing to it.
So the number one driver in the country
wants out,
is not going to race round one, and it's business as usual?
Well, I saw some of his comments, I hope he's able to get a drive, and we think it seems as though there's something obviously that they don't want in the light of day. And for all to see. So,
what's that mean?
Well, what I'm saying is, I think Barry Ryan is saying, just reading between the lines, is everything hasn't worked out for whatever reason. We hope he moves on and gets a great drive and whatever it may be, and he still stays involved for the first round. To me, it's like he's trying to balance the ledger. He's just trying to hope that no one digs too deep. Mm. So he's looking out for the best interest of the driver. If someone had left your team, you're the CEO going, good riddance. See you later.
Not if they've got a contract. I'd be fighting like tooth and nail to make sure he stays. Mm. He's the number one driver in the game.
Yeah.
You know, great opportunity again this year. No Shane Van Gisbergen. It's a wonderful opportunity.
That's right, he's on NASCAR, isn't he? Yeah.
Dean says, could Rooster Muzz look like the bald one with the hair above his ears only from the Three Stooges?
Now, Mark says, I'm definitely a Blues man, but the Blues team is better on paper is a myth. Look at Queensland. He's got Reece Walsh, Munster, DCE, Grant, Carrigan, Cotter, Collins, Tino, Holmes, Tuolungi, The Hammer, Ponga. Yeah, you're right, Mark. It's pretty good on paper. I've actually never bought into that as well. Over the years, even back in the 80s, it was New South Wales have a better team on paper, but they had Wally Lewis, one of the best players ever to play them. Gene Miles. Bobby Lindner. Alfie Langer.
Yeah.
Gary Belcher.
Yeah. Hey, here's a good text.
You saw Badge on Saturday night, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It was good to catch up with him.
Mm. Loving retirement.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Carlene isn't. I think she's taking an extra 5 shifts a week to get out of the house. Hey, Dale from Brisbane, how about this one? Hey, lads, great show. I remember as a young lad going to Henson Park to watch my Jets play back when they were the Blue Bags. Frank Hyde was down on the sidelines commentating as always. I was too young to remember the opposition, but at full time and after we took out the black and white corner post, we harassed Frank just to get on radio. I remember him calling us all animals. Not too much has changed in 55 years. We all love the game, but that's my fond memory of Frank Hyde. Yeah. Nice one, mate. He was the greatest, Frank Hyde. He was just, that was my childhood, Sats. It would have been yours as well.
He's just a beautiful man. Didn't try and overcomplicate the game when he called it. He just called what he saw in front of him. He didn't have a lot of comments about individual players. You know, we hear a lot of commentators now not just call the game. They try and have their comments around the game, the individual players, give their opinions about what's right or wrong. That's not their job. Their job is to call what's in front of them. Let the colour commentators, let the ex-players have the comments about the players themselves, why they wanted.
But he didn't have that, though. It was just him.
He just called the game, what was going on in front of him.
Yep.
He painted a really good picture.
He's one of the reasons I got into radio. Mm. So if you want to blame him, listener, he would have been 108 today. Oh, Frankie Hyde.
108.
Hey, before we go to a break, Xavier's been on the text. Here's one. This is probably a topic for tomorrow. We're running out of time. Who do you reckon makes the GF this year? Early predictions. You know who mine are. I think it's Panthers, Warriors.
I think Panthers are still a long way ahead of a lot of the clubs.
And who's the other one then?
I'm going to say Penrith and the Roosters.
You like them, don't you? Which upsets me.
I mean, if they don't have any injuries and Daniel Tupou not being mentioned in potential predicted sides means that they've got really good depth.
But if
Sam Walker coming back into form at the back end of last year,
If no team has injuries, then I'd say Broncos.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But there's a big question mark whether their skipper can last the season.
Well, you've got guys like Dean Mariner who's just got to play more rugby league. Mm. And he's replacing a guy who's played a lot of rugby league in Herbie. So Dean Mariner's going to take some time to get used to playing week in, week out. Fletcher Baker's, even though he's been playing with the Roosters, got a little bit of time to sort of get used to being a potential starting front rower at a strong club. So they've still got some players that have got to play a fair bit of rugby league.
Yeah, right. Mm. All right, break time. This is Sports Day. Thanks for your text, Xavier, 0457 736 736. When we come back, we'll catch up with Simon Orchard from Greyhound Racing New South Wales.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. World Gym Australia. Train for the sport you play. Building the next generation of legends. This is Sports Day.
This bloke, thedogs.com.au, a home of greyhound racing, Simon Orchard, makes, you know what, he makes greyhound racing sexy. Chances are you're about to lose, doesn't he, Sats?
He
dumbs it down for us. We get it.
And also former Olympian.
Yeah, of course.
The women's hockey, they won 3-0
overnight.
No, he overnight.
Wasn't, no, he that, wasn't in no, the women's
no,
hockey.
I know he didn't win women's, but he would have been looking at the results. Was it 3-0 they won overnight, Simon? Is that right?
How's this for an intro?
Yeah, spot on. 3-0. I love the cross-sport pollination here.
Yeah.
Hockey, greyhounds, footy, we can do everything. Yeah, you're right. Hockeyroos got their first scalp in the Pro League overnight. I think they're on again either tonight or tomorrow, and that's going to kick off in the next few months, boys. So if you're a hockey fan, stay tuned. Kookaburras and Hockeyroos set to hit the pitch in the beautiful city of Bhubaneswar in India. I tell you what, if you've never been there, put it on your bucket list as somewhere to visit because it is sensational, boys.
Sounds sexy, doesn't it? It really does. Hey, listen, I've
got to... The Boob, it's nickname.
I've got to ask you a question, and I reckon I might nail this. I think I could. There's a new race kicking off tomorrow. It's called the Richmond. Is it... At Richmond?
Funnily enough, it's not at Richmond.
Oh, what?
Go.
Get out. What?
You've done,
stop
you've
it.
Done
what?
Yourself a, well, here you go. This is right up your listener's alley. I don't know if you call in or text in, but if you know where the Richmond might be, the hint that I'm going to give you, body of water, fellas, the Richmond, we're live, so we've probably got to answer this question myself. We're not going to have time for people to get in. But the Richmond and the Clarence, two new races that are in the northern rivers of New South Wales, and, of course, famous rivers, boys, that flow through Casino and Grafton.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
The Richmond is at Casino. The Clarence is at Grafton. They're going to be held over the next couple of weeks. And they're all leading towards a race called the Country Classic, which is in Dubbo, around mid-March. So basically the Richmond over 620 metres, it's worth $25,000. The heats are tomorrow up there at Casino. And then the Clarence, that'll be held in a couple of weeks, also worth $25,000. And the top four dogs from the Clarence will go through to the Country Classic semi-final. So it's all about promoting middle-distance racing, which is about 600 metres, wherever you might go, for dogs, especially in the northern part of the state. Of course, We know the floods ripped through there, what, a couple of years ago now. Mm. We lost a great track at Lismore. We've tried to get some more feature races on the program up there. And what we're hoping, boys, is that we'll drag a bunch of the good Queensland dogs over the middle distance down into our state for this Country Classic race, which is an absolute humdinger. It's in its third year of running. It's going to be worth 125K to the winner. So it's all steered towards Dubbo in about a month's time, but it kicks off with the Richmond tomorrow. If you want to have a play, race 7 and 8 on the card at Casino. Race 7, number 7, Nangar Lucy. She's just an iron dog. She's been travelling, boys. She's been Brisbane to Gosford about four times in the last month or so, but she's a real quality chaser. She's a Group 1 winner, a Group 2 winner in 2023. So race 7, number 7. And if you want to have a play in the second heat, race 8, number 3, Scintillate, for a great Queenslander in Tommy Savellis. This dog's got plenty of ability as well. So there you go, the Richmond, not at Richmond, funnily enough, at Casino tomorrow.
Good stuff. Now, the heat's at Bull Eye. I think, well, they're on Sunday, aren't they? Who can we follow?
Yeah, Bull Eye Gold Cup. This is a ripper, boys, and this isn't taking anything away from the Richmond. The Bull Eye Gold Cup worth 40K. The next line of our features, there's some absolute stars going around in this heat series, fellas. Zipping Megatron, I reckon one of the best-known greyhounds going around at the moment. He burst onto the scene last year. He went 29.42. He went 29.44 in his second and third run. That is absolutely airborne. I cannot get over how good his performances were through that million-dollar chase maiden series. He returns from injury, boys, so he's going to be one of the headliners. History's Coming is a dog that won the National Derby just under a month ago. He loves Bull Eye. He's got a wonderful record at the track. I think he's 3 from 3 at Bull Eye as well, so you can get around a dog by the name of History's Coming. You can follow dogs like Good Odds Cobber, who won the Gosford Cup earlier this year, or even Overflow Bow, who's one of the rising stars in our sport as well. And then in the third and final heat, we've got a dog by the name of Zipping Remus jumping from box one, Zipping Novak from box two. So honestly, all the stars, boys, are lining up. It's like Super Bowl week out of Bull Eye. All the best dogs are going to this race. They're going to qualify hopefully for the final, which will be run in just over 2 weeks' time, worth 40K to the winner. So plenty of good greyhound meat out there on display at Bull Eye.
Rightio, the dogs.com.au, the home of everything greyhound racing in New South Wales. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Simo, we'll chat to you next week, mate.
Good on you, fellas.
We're back. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
Hello?
That'll be Wayne at a disco.
Wayne on Wayne.
This is one of the... What is this?
I think that's one of Daddy Bassi's.
Oh. Is this a song?
Oh, is that? Oh, I don't know. It's something like the
Gorillas or something.
Gorillas, yeah.
Mm. What a stupid name for a band. Anyway, welcome back to the show. This is Sports Day. Just a couple of old blokes abusing, yelling at the clouds over kids' music nowadays. Hey, listen, we're talking about Frankie Hyde. If it was his birthday today, he would have been 108. Frank Hyde, the Moose, Juan Casey, call the game in heaven. What a call. Rabbit Burrow from tomorrow. Yeah, you're right, mate.
Yeah.
You're right.
Ron Casey was the one that had a go at, was it Normie Rowe?
Yeah, it was.
On the midday show?
Yeah.
Yeah, got up and hit him on the chin, didn't he?
Yeah. That was our version of Jerry Springer that day, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guys, my favourite rugby league commentator talking about Frank Hyde was Warren Boland. 3 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. Yep. Was always on the ABC TV. That was great, the Saturday afternoon game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Boland, Johnny Peard, of course, Bomber Peard. What a great guy. Still, Artie Beetson was outstanding. Artie Beetson's eye for the game was outstanding.
I don't remember Artie.
Yeah,
doing
sometimes
it.
Artie he found it difficult to get his point across, but when he did, he had this beautiful eye for the game. That's why both he and Jack had such a great relationship. Yeah. They saw the game completely different. And Debbie Spillane, Sporty Gab said.
Yes.
Debbie Spillane was the first female to really
Reddit lady, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. She broke through the barrier when it came to access for women to the players interviewing before and after games.
Yeah. Oh, Frankie Hyde and Warren Boland, great job. Text here from Matt. No Teddy. This is in Origin.
Yeah.
Unless absolutely braining it at selection time. Murray to start instead of Yo. Don't start me. The man buns in maths are both wankers. I agree with that, Matt. And can I just add one other thing? And again, I'm not being an old man yelling at clouds, and each to their own, but I think every woman that's on Married at First Sight has a tattoo.
Mm.
Can I just say for the record?
Yeah.
Not having a tattoo is hot.
I've got to say,
it's sexy.
I say Collins, the guy Collins. He's a bit of an A grade.
Aren't they all though?
No, they're not.
Aren't they?
No. I think there's some. I think Timothy and Lucinda are pretty cool.
I don't think Tim knows what to do.
Yeah.
He owns a gin distillery.
Oh, how could that be?
Yeah. Anyway, what else?
Oh, here we go. Rooster Muzz. We're trying to figure out what Rooster Muzz look like.
Yeah.
And he's actually texting and says, my nickname at work is Stone Cold, as in Stone
what?
Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, shut up, Rooster Muzz. You are not. That's
that's a lie.
Yeah. Well, why don't you call yourself Stone Cold then?
Yeah, he looks. Yeah, exactly. Or Homer Simpson. hey, guys,
yes.
Some of the woke Americans say if Trump wins 2024 election, they'll move to Canada.
All right.
Okay. If Taylor Swift comes to Australia, I'll move to South Korea, Simon.
Well
she is coming.
Next week, mate.
Simon, so book your tickets.
And South Korea is not really a threat.
Yeah.
Like...
Oh, we've got Steve from Dubbo going on about Brett Kenny again.
Delete.
Yeah. And about the 80s show called Big Dog and Friends. And Miss Kim was from the Romper Room. And Possum is Prime Possum, affiliated to Channel 7. Mickey
this
Key
sounds
says.
Like Keys in the Bowl.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. It does a little bit.
With all these things in.
I remember Frank Hyde calling a game one day and a rotund ball boy was standing in front of him. And Frank said, I wish the ball boy would lose some weight. And quickly, I can't see the game.
What?
Imagine saying that nowadays. Thanks for all of your texts tonight.
Great stuff.
And calls. We've loved it. So many texts coming through. We'll be back tomorrow night. Jared Whateley will join us from Super Bowl Vegas. We'll do that tomorrow night. Good night, everyone. See you, Satsy. Bye.
Goodbye.